وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير. آمين to your duas مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we enjoy and cherish every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you the story of Layla and the Khalif of Baghdad. So once the Khalifa of Baghdad told Layla, "You are so very dark and ugly." Now you must remember the word Layla is derived from the word Layl, and Layl in Arabic means the night. So Layla, a resemblance with the night, means the darkness of her skin. And in view of that, she was still very, very pretty in the eyes of Majnun. And Majnun, her lover, was known as Majnun, the mad person. So the Khalifa told Layla, "You are so very dark and ugly, but yet Majnun is so madly in love with you. You have no special beauty beyond other beautiful women. So why is this Majnun so mad about you?" So Layla replied, "O Khalif, if you also possessed the eyes of Majnun, you too would have become oblivious to both worlds. O Khalif, you are involved with your self-centeredness. His love for me has made him Majnun, mad, unconscious of himself. And this unconsciousness in the path of love is beneficial, while consciousness is harmful. In other words, it is a sign of true love when a person is only aware and conscious of the existence of a beloved, while being unconscious and unaware of anyone else." So in this story, the lesson that we learn, the various advices that are found. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki used to say, "Oh Allah, make me unaware of all others and let me remain conscious only of your existence." This does not mean that he prays to become negligent and unmindful of relatives, wife, children, and other loved ones, or just go away into the mountains and lead a life of solitude. But what he means is that, "Let my care over them also be for Allah's sake, not just being good to them by way of recompense or expecting something in return. In this way, contact with Allah's creation through the sincerity of intention becomes contact with the Creator." The second point of advice is that one should, through the company of the saintly ones, endeavor to acquire a sight of respect for the Sahaba, the Awliya of Allah, the Kaaba Sharif, Medina Sharif, the Hajri Aswad, Safa, Marwa, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid al-Aqsa, all the masjids of the world, and the servants of these masjids, the imams and the muazzins. We should, through the saintly ones and their company, acquire that attitude of glance and honor, because without the company of those saintly ones, this sort of glance and attitude is not generally acquired. There is a big difference between the sight of the eyes and the insight of the heart. The sight of the eyes is subject to the heart's perception. If the heart's perception is correct, the sight of the eyes will also be correct. If the heart is ill due to kufr and iniquity and a spiritual darkness that is created through it, then the eyes too will not function properly. In such a case, it will of necessity follow that due to wrong inner perception, one will be involved with the wrong sight. Here is an example in this world. A person who is a seeker of Allah Ta'ala will consider it an honor for himself and his good fortune to pick up the shoes of the saintly ones and carry them for him. On the other hand, there is a person who is a seeker after worldly goods who turns away from Allah. He will consider it an honor and a pleasure to flatter the worldly ones, serve them, and do his utmost to please them. Therefore, you will notice that the inner perception of the hearts are different. Their attitudes are in contrast to each other. So in similar fashion, we may look at the era of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. On the one hand, we have Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu with his correct insight and perception. He said, "The face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shone so brightly that it seemed as if his face was a bright morning sun." On the other hand, we have Abu Jahl and his wrong insight and wrong perception, which made him practically blind to the truth. In fact, he only saw his own ugliness in the shining mirror of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face. The third point is that the ordinary man looks at the saints of Allah with his imperfect, empty life and sight, and thinks that they too are empty and deprived of all good and happiness. So Khaja Mazdub rahmatullah alayhi says, "I found some complaining day and night. I found some in worries day and night. I did not find anyone happy under the skies. Only Majzub I found happy in this place of sorrow. If they desire protection, O Allah, from grief and sorrow, they should become your maid lovers." So Layla and Majnoon, in their episodes and their stories, teach us what is the meaning of love. And this is love for mortals. So you can imagine what is the love for an immortal. What is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who provides us all our ni'mats. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you ever want to count the ni'mats of Allah, you will never ever be able to count them. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be of such a magnitude that it makes us forget every evil in the world, every wrong in the world, and we drown in that love, and we just see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning, day and night, and we become amongst those الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting and lying down, they are the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their tongues are moist with Allah, Allah, and their hearts are alive with the remembrance and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make us amongst them, O Allah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.